Any special term for a herd of saddle horses?
No, not to my knowledge, there isn't a Bermuda, but that term is never used in this area.
And that's one you picked up out west.
Yes.
Did you ever hear Sugan out there?
A what?
Sugan, for a pallet?
No.
Or a quilt? You've ridden quite a bit, haven't you?
Yes.
What do you call the part of the horse below the fetlock?
I don't know the meaning of the word that you used there.
The ankle joint.
Below the ankle joint. The hoof. Yeah. Together.
And did you ever use horseshoes for anything but shoeing horses?
Yes, quite often use pitch horseshoes.
Do you still do that around here?
Not too much. The boys and I do occasionally, and when we go to the river, maybe we, a friend of ours that knew these boys before I got them and knew their father, he had bought a new set of shoes for a mare that he had. She had large feet. And the mare got sick and died before he ever had the shoes put on her. She was real old anyway. And he gave the boys those four shoes, and they were really nice too.
No,
I tried to pay him for it, but he wouldn't take them. No, he wouldn't have them. And they're not as large as a regulation horseshoe, pitching shoe, but
they're heavy enough.
They're sufficient for small boys.
What do you need if you're going to raise sheep?
You need a ram or buck, some call him a buck, and a doe.
Are sheep common around here? Or?
There's a few in the county. There isn't too often many. There is a few. Due to the dampness and moisture that we have in the air, they have, and especially in the winter, they have foot rot.
Oh.
Bad. And there's so many dogs, and there's wolves and cows.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep a kill out in this timbered area. If it was prairie, it wouldn't be too hard. But one can be 50 yards from you and be out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Or less, maybe 25 or 30 yards. You'd be out of sight. You don't get a shot at him. And they're hard to keep a kill out.
Mm-hmm. What do you need if you're going to raise pigs or hogs?
You need a boar and a sow.
What do you say you do when you remove a boar's testicles?
Castrate.
And then what do you have?
But Dad, he wasn't the one to explain to we boys the meaning of words and things along that line. He would always say, we're going to mark him. We're going to mark that boar pig. We're going to mark him. We knew what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
He never used the word castrate.
What's in a word, huh?
We're going to mark him.
What did you call the boar after he'd been castrated?
A barrow.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between hogs and pigs?
Yes. To me, a hog is a grown pig.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grown pig. Then the in-between is shorts.